Well, good morning. It is time for the Ship Report, and I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 13th, 2020. We have 9 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds, north to northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, becoming north later on, 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon with wind waves from the north matching those local winds, and west swells coming in from way further out to sea, 3 feet at 9 seconds apart. And so what caused those west swells is probably way on the other side of the ocean, the energy from a storm or some kind of weather kind of whipped into the ocean there by the winds there, by any storm activity comes all the way across the ocean to us. So we have swells 3 feet high at about 9 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk about currents in the river. So I'm sort of on a little bit of a series, at least in my head when I'm planning ship reports, about things that, since a lot of us have more time on our hands, a lot of us are home, but maybe can see the river from where we go for a walk, or if you drive somewhere, you can see the river or any river where you are. But we're talking about the Columbia today. And observe what is happening there. So a big thing that we can't miss, really, if we're looking at the river, is the influence of tides on the river. We have a huge tidal flux here. Every 6 hours, the river turns and flows in the opposite direction. So a lot to talk about there. So I thought it would be interesting, since if you do see the river's going to be doing something. It'll be somewhere in the tidal cycle when you glance at it as you're going about your business. So we'll talk about that today. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders. At the moment, we have no vessels at anchor. Everybody has headed upriver to pick up their cargoes and head downriver and out to sea. So this does happen sometimes. I know we're a little bit edgy about change right now, but I don't think this is a terrible indicator of anything there are no ships at anchor right now. It's just that that's what's happening today. We have 6 outbounders, so a bunch of ships heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Fuji Galaxy. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker. She will pass Astoria probably about 4:30 p.m., so we won't see much activity on the river inbound until later in the day, and should be in Vancouver by about 10:30 p.m. The Albatross Island is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for our Astoria anchorage, and she's a wheat ship. She will go upriver eventually to pick up wheat. She'll be in the anchorage by about 8:30 p.m. today. In our outbounders, we have the Overseas Boston. She's a petroleum tanker leaving Portland about 10 a.m., so maybe we'll see her outbound about 4 p.m. So nothing really coming and going on the river in terms of ship traffic until later in the afternoon. The Cameron Oslo is leaving Kalama today with wheat on board. Leaving about 12:30 p.m., she'll pass Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The Kapta Matthios is leaving Portland with wheat on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Saga Navigator is leaving Vancouver. I think she could have copper concentrate on board. She'll be leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The SM Mumbai is a container ship leaving Portland, the port of Portland, around 6 p.m. You'll see her running lights go by around midnight if you can see the river from where you are. The Ida Selmer is leaving Vancouver around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So, as I've said many times, if you wake up in the middle of the night, as a lot of us may do these days, there are ships traveling wherever time of day that you might happen to be lying awake thinking about things perhaps too much. There's somebody on a ship somewhere around the world who is awake and working on the waterways of the world. Well, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about currents. So I've said this many times on the ship report that every 6 hours, the river here completely turns around and flows, I would say backwards, because we have a strong tendency, rivers have a tendency to flow downstream. But the tidal forces are so strong that they can turn, the sun and the moon together can turn the river around and cause it to flow backwards upstream. Quite extraordinary when you consider the millions of gallons of water that we are talking about here. So we have an effect in the river here called the tidal current. And there are, currents are quite complex. There are currents in the ocean that tend to go places. Mariners use them to their advantage to save fuel and go places by aligning their direction with the direction of the current. That's a pretty known strategy for ships. But on the river here, we have incredible tidal currents, and mariners use those as well. So what exactly are tidal currents? They are the horizontal flow of water resulting from the change in the height of the water caused by the tide. So the tide is rising, water flows into the river from the ocean, and then it flows out again. And so we call that the flood and the ebb. Flooding is when the tide rises, ebbing is when it falls. If the water is higher, so this is just a basic principle. If the water is higher in one place, then gravity will cause it to flow toward the lower height. And so that's sort of what's, it's like a pendulum swinging. The tide gets high, and then the force of the weight of the water essentially causes it to fall again. It mixed that in with the pull of the sun and the moon, and that's sort of, we're rotating through that that pull of the sun and the moon, and that pulls the water away from the earth and causes our tides. That's a really broad explanation. So the tide swings from high to low about every 6 hours or so, and this can be extremely powerful. Here we have currents up to 7 knots in some places, which is a lot for a small boat to overcome. So, but other places in the world, it's even more so. The strongest tidal current in the world is a place in Norway, where millions of tons of seawater surge through a strait, that's a narrow area in the coast, at up to 22 knots. So vessels just avoid that time. And up in Puget Sound, there are areas where there are incredibly strong currents that sailors and other mariners have to be careful about. So tidal currents here pretty much overwhelm other effects that could affect current, like salinity of the water, temperature, and even wind. Here, the tides are the big deal. So we see tidal currents in action here almost every day with ships at anchor. They act like water vanes. So we don't happen to have ships there today, but we will in the next few days, and you can watch this if you're happening to go by at any time. If their bows are pointing upriver, the tide is falling or ebbing. If they're facing the ocean or downriver, the tide is rising. So tidal currents, people have asked me this question about ships that are turning with the tide. How come they don't turn all at the same time? Well, tidal currents don't flow at an even speed. Bottom contours affect their speed and how quickly a ship may turn at anchor. But eventually, they'll all be pointing in the same direction. So tidal currents, as I said, don't flow at even speed. They flip and flow in the opposite direction, so the tide will rise, and then it will turn around and fall, and then it will turn around and rise again. So tides start out slow and accelerate, and then slow down again. So this results in a time called slack water, which is a brief period when the tide is at its highest point and also when it is dead low, where the water essentially stops in the river for a moment and then turns around. And so as it turns around, it slowly picks up speed and accelerates. And that gives us a period about halfway through the tidal cycle called the max ebb. And you'll see this in marine weather forecasts because it is extremely hazardous for vessels. And so vessel mariners need to know when the max ebb is, because it's really a time when you don't want to be in a place like the Columbia River Bar, because the speed of the water and the turbulence can overwhelm small boats. So that's all I have time for today on tides. Maybe we can talk some more tomorrow about that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout, and have a great day.